Yes, Roosters fans, back in the winner's circle again. It's a back-to-back victory as we took it to the Cowboys. It wasn't as easy as we thought, but it was Akiri and Takayeho-led recovery. Latrell got over the stripe as well as our boys played out of their skins to give it to the Cowboys, Silky. Welcome to Roosters Radio. Victor Radley played his second. So much to love. What a show we've got tonight for the fans.
Yes, good evening, Roosters fans. Bush, what a performance it was. That second half in particular, I think the Roosters were 21 from 21 with the football, but it was their defence. There was two sets of six in that early period in the second half. I think we scored tries off both sets of defence, but wow, they bent them back and, you know, clearly the best 40 minutes that the side has put together this season.
Silky, you've only got to look at, you watch the other forms of media out there. Our sister program, The Matty John Show, Brian Fletcher, great former Rooster himself, said it reminded him of the 2013 Roosters, of how their defence was just so strong, and he agreed that they won it. It reminded me of the 2002. There was a game against Brisbane where we just bent them back, and you knew something special was brewing. We're 5 weeks out. We're not getting ahead of ourselves. How do you see it?
Well, before I touch on the Manly game, I just want to give a couple of notable mentions. Connor Watson at the back, run the ball back with purpose, had a great game. Mate, 21 hit-ups and 248 metres with the football. So a great performance from Connor Watson. Of course, the one and only Siwa Takayeho, our own Taumalolo, if you will. I think he played 40-something-odd minutes for 200 metres. Great performance. Victor Radley injured his hand. 51 tackles, injured his hand in and around the 10th minute.
Yep.
Tough kid, tough performance. That's what we like from our players.
Tradesman-like performance from the local junior. Very excited to see him back out there, plying his trade in front of all of his fans. There's so much to like. The halves pairing, Pearce and Keary, options either side of the ruck. Latrell getting over the stripe. Fergo and Orbo. I mean, mate, it just the list goes on. Jared up front. It was just a beautiful performance.
Can I
game of two halves, though.
Well, can I say what I thought the turning point was?
Sure.
That poor decision by the referee to let that try in from Cowboys, Cohen Hesse's try, clearly wasn't a try. The video referee said there wasn't enough evidence to overturn it. I think that turned our boys on, and I think that is what inspired him to come out in the second half and really stick it to the Cowboys.
I know it's not good radio to agree, but I think that was the turning point. You could see a spring in their defence. You could see the aggression that they, the speed off the line, and I think that was a turning point. Now, Silky, tonight's show's a big one. We've got none other than the coach, Trent Robinson. Huge numbers, huge downloads, and what an incisive, insightful man he is. Fans love hearing from him, and we love having him on Roosters Radio.
Look, it's another coup for the Roosters Radio fans out there. We're asking Robbo, hashtag Ask Robbo, as a matter of fact. We've partnered up with Australian app VoiceBite. It's a free app you can download, and it gives you the power in your pocket to ask a question. So you simply head over to VoiceBite, download the app, add the hashtag Ask Robbo, and if your question gets selected, it will be asked on tonight's program.
Yeah, what a great initiative. What it does is it engages our fans, makes them part of Roosters Radio, and just brings a live environment to our great show. We're always constantly trying to improve Roosters Radio, and we're trying to engage our fans. Well, there's no one more engaging than Coach Trent Robinson. So fans, don't forget, this is just the beginning for Radio Hub and VoiceBite, and especially Roosters Radio. So download that app so you can be part of our show every week.
Also on the show tonight, Bush, the one and only Stephen Marksy Marks, reporting live from the eighth wonder of the world, Morey Breen Oval, proudly brought to you by our sponsor and partner, East Leagues.
Yeah, Silky, looking forward to seeing that. That a victory over the Panthers, 24-22, in a tight one, and Marksy always giving a great account, high octane, extremely informative, and a big part of Coach Rip Taylor's team.
You're on Roosters Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Boom, 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 a Siwa Takayeho. Boom, 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 a Siwa Takayeho. Boom, 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 a Siwa Takayeho.
Well, Silky, as you know, each week on Roosters Radio, we talk about this great partnership that is between the Wyong Roos and the Sydney Roosters, backed, of course, by our leagues club, Scotty Bennett and the team. We thank them very much for their support. But on the line, from the eighth wonder of the world, Morey Breen Oval, is none other than Stephen Marks. Marks, are you with us?
I'm with you, Bush.
Mate, welcome back to Roosters Radio. And boys got a tight win over the weekend over the Panthers. Talk us through it.
24-22, we weren't playing that bad, but down by a couple of points at half time. With 4 minutes to go, we were down 22-12, and miracle of miracles, last 4 minutes, two converted tries to Matty Kavalu to clinch a 24-22 victory. And a big smile on Coach Taylor's face for once.
He got out of jail. Now, Matty Kavalu, talk us through his performance. He was man of the match. How did he go? And those two tries couldn't be more important.
Well, he had an assist in Johnny Tuivasa-Sheck's two tries in the first half. Late Gidley flick to put him over for his first. And then a catch and pass after some well-engineered work on the inside. And then those two storming tries in the last 4 minutes. Yeah, very strong game from Matty Kavalu. And he put together a couple of crucial defensive efforts as well. Cracked one of the Penrith players, Cartwright, Jeb Cartwright, big man, cracked him into the ground and dislodged the ball at a crucial point in the game. So very big match from Matty Kavalu.
Marksy, Silky, mate, how are you?
I am very well, Silky.
Listen, just a quick one, mate. It's a huge turnaround from the previous week when the Wallaroos were unceremoniously belted. What was the turnaround? A few injuries? What was the difference?
Oh, I think the difference was in attitude. And that game against Mounties, we had a couple of guys coming back after long-term injuries, Jaden Nikarima and Paul Momorowski. They were a little bit underdone for that match. And both teams played pretty poorly for the first 20 minutes, but Mounties managed to turn their effort around, whereas poor old Roos did not, and they just got worse as the game went on. I think we were completing at less than 30% in the first half and didn't improve in the second half on that figure.
Mate, finally, Marksy, we know you're a bit tight on time with training. Coach Rip Taylor's blood pressure machine's arrived?
It has. And look, today is Coach Taylor's birthday.
Oh, wow.
I won't give away how old he is, but he looks every day of that particular birthday.
He'd have the speedos on in the backyard somewhere, just sunning it up. It's beautiful out of the wind. Coach Rip Taylor would
be
just sunning it, wouldn't he?
Be in the beer garden, wouldn't he?
Oh, no. He'll be in his office. He'll be poring over the video and his stat sheets, coming up with a match plan to beat Blacktown on the weekend.
Well, just going to touch on that, Marksy. Blacktown at Lotto Stadium this weekend. They should be able to get the cash there?
You'd expect so if the competition table is anything to go by.
Correct.
They've had the odd victory but have not been able to make a consistent fist of things through the season. Poor old Blacktown, I think it's come as a bit of a surprise to them as to the standard of the competition. But 11:45 on Sunday and playing as a curtain raiser to the NRL fixture, which we are very much looking forward to.
That's great, mate.
Well, mate, the Roosters,
I'll be there.
Yeah, you will be there. The Roosters Radio fans are excited. We're excited and we want to see you continue this great march as we go down towards the last few games of the season, heading towards the finals. We want to thank you so much, Marksy, for your time. And Matt Ikavaku, I tell you what a game.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
There you have it, Silky. The great Stephen Marks from the 8th Wonder of the World. They're going good. It's good turnaround. Coach Rip Taylor will be happy. And what about a little bit of a happy birthday shout-out to Rip Taylor on Roosters Radio? I know he's a big fan of the show. He loved us when we were up there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't know if there's such a thing as happy and birthday and Rip Taylor in one sentence. But anyways, all the best to Coach Taylor up there. He's doing a great job up there with the Wallaroos. They've only had a couple of losses and they're clearly on top of the table there in the Intra Super Premiership. So best of luck to Wong as we head to the semis.
Yeah, look forward to a big game today. Well, we're going to be back after this, Silky, with our next guest. Of course, we know who that is, Coach Trent Robinson.
Radio Hub is Australia's premier podcasting facility. With high-quality sound equipment and production services, Radio Hub is a one-stop shop for all your podcasting needs. So, if you're ready to jump into the exciting realm of podcasting, contact Radio Hub on 0402 870 900 or email info@radiohub.com.au.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio fans. And of course, the interview you've been waiting for, Silky. We have him on a couple of times a year. He's a huge fan of the show. We're huge fans of his. The fans love him. The players love him. He's doing an amazing job as he takes us towards the finals. Please welcome to Roosters Radio, Coach Trent Robinson.
Hey, Bush, Silky, how are we?
G'day, Robbo. Firstly, congratulations on a great performance last week, in particular that second 40 minutes. I got to know, Robbo, what did you tell the players at halftime?
Well, I said some simple things about around halftime. Look, they were pretty fresh, actually. So we were down 16-6. We didn't have much ball, you know, through sort of errors on our own part and some ill discipline in defence. But they looked pretty fresh, and we just said, look, we needed to fix up a couple of things in defence, and a couple of things. We're probably moving it a little bit more. We needed to be a little bit more powerful in attack, you know. And then they went out there and they fixed those couple of things. But then the big momentum changes, I think, came through Orbison and Ferguson's tackle, and then into, you know, a big set there. I think we scored off, and then Latrell Mitchell came in with a big play on the next set. We scored off the back of that, and then, you know, 10 minutes later, we were 6 points up. So it was a pretty impressive second half, I thought. They're really good signs that you want to see leading into bigger games to come.
Well, you've just kind of answered my next question, because the defence was inspiring and points led off the back of that tough D. How do you build for this week moving forward?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you can't play sort of, 15 minutes or just a half a footy. You need to keep backing up and bank game after game some memory of some big moments and big plays. And, you know, that's the thing for us, is we feel as though we're a little bit away from where we want to be, but we feel like we're in good form. So we just want to keep pushing our limits and make sure that we're taking the opposition on. And it's a good place to go and do that at Bookie.
If you had to give the side a pass mark or a grading for the season so far, what would you give it?
It's hard to put a number on it or a grade on it, but we've been good. You know, like, to do what the boys have done, the consistency that we've done it with, we've missed a couple of days in the whole year. Mm. You know, I think some teams and some commentators have been a bit sort of, I'm not sure where they're at. I think they're going okay. You know, they've been a little bit of a question mark, but we've been in some good form. We haven't been at our best yet. And if we're going to do something, we're going to need to improve over the next few weeks. But you can't, like, we've been in good form for a long, long time. You know, we haven't had many bad days.
Yeah. Robbo, Bush here, mate. I just want to touch on two players and echo what you said in the press conference. I think Siwa Takiyeho proved that, you know, it was a Tomalolo-like performance. Yeah. And, you know, if you can do that, I can do it better. I think the way he played 200 metres off the bench is exceptional. That lays a great platform. It must be a great problem to have.
Yeah. The boys love the song too, by the way. They often sing it to him.
You know what? That's going to make tonight's show. We'll dig it out. That'll be on this week's show. There you go.
Get the song out there again. The boys love it.
Well, there you go. Endorsed by the coach. It's a big one for us.
Yeah, it was big. I think it was around 46, 47 minutes that he played. The way that he carried, but at the moments he carried, that was powerful. You know, I think it was a pretty powerful game from both teams. I think Tomalolo showed his quality like he has the past few months. And then Siwa matched him and bettered him in the end when it came to that part of the game. And getting that try was such a big try for us to just push us, you know, back. I think that we ended up coming back level on Siwa's try. I think it got us back to 16-all at that stage. So, it's a pretty impressive performance from him. And, you know, to do what he's done this year off the back of the ACL, it's been impressive.
Yeah. Robbo, you have just sort of morphed or dissolved into the local community. You know, you just happen to be the coach at the Roosters and also an Eastern Suburbs local. So it's a handy little position to be in. You must feel the local sentiment. You saw the crowd last week for young Victor Radley. How do you rate his second game? And, you know, how impressive and professional did he look?
Yeah, it was good. I like to hear that, Bush. Mate, I've been in and out of the area since 1995, so I feel like I'm slowly getting welcomed into the local community, which is good, especially coming from a local. So it is nice, and it's good to talk to, a lot of the guys about, you know. I know he... you know, obviously Victor living in the area, playing for Clovelly Crocodiles, you know, part of the Bronny boys there with the board riders. You know, they're a pretty tight-knit crew. And as we know, in the eastern suburbs, a lot of people, you know, we're a transient sort of group in the areas that we live, but there's a really strong local guys with you guys that have been there for generations that make up the heart of the eastern suburbs and also the heart of the supporters for the Roosters. And that, you know, that was good to see a couple of weeks ago, Victor playing. But then Victor's also come in and played the style that we love to play at the Roosters. He hasn't, you know, he typifies our sort of style. So to have a local kid come in and play that way right from the start at 19, it's such a good thing for our area. You know, and you know, a lot of teams, I mean, the teams that have big junior bases are still excited about having a local kid come through. So for us, it was, it's been a big couple of weeks.
Yep.
But he's kept his head on his shoulders and been able to back up the second game, which is not always as easy.
Robbo, what do you have to say to a young guy that's playing his second game? When we interviewed him last week, he said it was a bit faster. He said he's still reeling from some of the hits and he's going out for his second one. I suppose the nerves are out of the way. What did you say to him before the game?
Well, it was, you know, we talked to him about, yeah, just the, you know, everyone pats you on the back after the first one. Everyone, you know, everyone sort of wants to say how well they played. But the second week's really difficult. I've seen guys have big debuts and then just fall a little bit flat in the second game.
Yep.
So for us, for Victor, it was, hang on, you know, forget about all that stuff. Let your ego go. Get back into why are you playing this week? What's your role? What do you need to do for us again? So keeping it achievable and simple for him, rather than, you know, now I need this out of you or something new, or you'll be right because you played well last week. All of that stuff doesn't count. So keeping it simple, achievable, and backing his work ethic, that's what he went into the game with. And, you know, it came out better than the week before.
Well, mate, I'm going to give you a bit of a rap yourself because I think that type of man management is why you often get compared to the greats of Wayne Bennett and stuff. And I know your career is on a journey and you're only at the beginning, if you will. But, you know, what you've done there, I think for the local people and the fans, has given everyone a spring in the step in Roosterstown to be able to see that. And then to back up with a performance that's built on the first one, I think you're a big part of that credit. So on behalf of the fans, mate, great job and long may it continue.
Thanks, Bush. Still improving, mate. Still improving.
We'll get you there.
Now, Robbo, we love having you on as part of the show. What we've done this week, last time you were on, we had a few questions from the fans and we've opened up a segment. We've partnered up with a company called VoiceBite and it's where the fans get an opportunity to ask you a question. We've selected five questions and the first one is about to come at you, so stand by.
Okay.
Any news on the re-signing of Fergo? And also, if you're approached, would you be interested in taking the New South Wales coaching job? And if you did it, would you have to give up coaching our great club? Thanks very much.
Robbo, your thoughts?
Okay. Yeah, pretty close with Fergo. We're sort of down the track there. Him, you know, we've been really happy with his form. You know, I know he's moved to the wing, but he's played some really big plays and you know, really carried the ball strong for us. He's really got our set started. Yeah. So I've been really happy with Fergo. So we're sort of pretty close to re-signing there. And then we're also, you know, on the New South Wales stuff. I think that's, you know, there's bits there for me about, you know, you always dream as a coach at some point. That's a pretty high accolade to sort of dream of and then also sort of head towards. But you can't do it as a club coach, you know, and I'm not leaving the Roosters anytime soon.
I don't think we're going to let you. So, talk about throwing that round for the ball boy.
So that'll be, you know, you can't, like, it's actually, it's a standalone job now. And, you know, I'm a club, can never know one day, but, you know, I'm looking forward to many years at the Roosters to come.
All right, Robbo, here's our next question.
G'day, Robbo. Congratulations on a great season. Just wondering, who do you see are the biggest threats as we move into the semi-final? Is it Melbourne? Is it maybe Parramatta? I'd love to know your thoughts.
Yeah, I actually get this question a lot, and it sort of riles people when I say it, but I don't really care. You know, most people have a bit of a fear about other teams, and I think that's the worst way to work. It's a wasted energy if you start caring about the other teams. You actually notice, you know, you obviously keep an eye out because you know you're about to play those teams that in the finals. So do you watch Melbourne or Parramatta or, you know, Brisbane or North Queensland or any of those teams? Do you watch? Yeah, I watch every single week. I know what they're building towards. I know what they're like. But I don't care about playing any of them, because if you do, then you're starting to waste energy on stuff that you can't control because you don't know who you're playing yet. And then you sort of get the negative vibe about, oh, geez, I wish we'd play them or them. It's just, it's, it doesn't work.
Great insight.
So don't
there.
Don't think that way is a good mindset to have.
Okay, here's the next one, mate.
Whether they've been playing really good footy or poor footy, the Sharks seem to be our bogey side. Any reason for this, and how do we counter it, particularly if we meet them in the finals?
He's on the point there.
Yeah, so we've had a pretty poor record lately against Cronulla, and there's some things that that we'll do when we get to there. It's not about the finals yet. We've got a game against them in 3 weeks. Is it 4 games?
Yeah.
So we've got to make sure that we don't carry that weight of all the past performances into that game, but we also fix some of the things that we can fix. So you got the memory of the last games, which you got to get rid of, because otherwise it'll weigh you down. But there's some things that I think we can improve on that we can do better against the Sharks team, which we'll try and do next game. So that's how I'm sort of approaching it. I won't go into those sort of things. It's probably
no herbs and spices, Coach, or the way it's cooked.
Mate, we've only got two more, but we really appreciate you giving up your time. So two more to go, mate.
G'day, Robbo. I think belief in professional sports is really important, and I'm really interested to learn how you build belief within your playing group so they can perform really well on the field.
Yeah, I think 100% right with the belief. So a couple of things are, you got to know what you're talking about, so you can't, you can't fake your way with players over the course of a season. You know, sometimes you can have a down week and get them up through some methods, but you got to know your stuff, and you got to be able to tell the truth, and that they will feel that. So that's the first thing. But then I also think you create what you want to create. So if my example on the discussion I had about, which team are you going to play? If you waste energy on negative stuff, you'll create it. So what you've got to do is make sure that you, you're positive about what you can do. Even it doesn't mean you don't have doubts. Doubts are, it's a part of human psyche that we will have them. But eventually you've got to come get yourself back around to positive beliefs, and then you head towards them without actually knowing if you're going to achieve them. But if you head towards them enough, you'll achieve them. So creating that positive vibe will get results. And if you work off the back of that in life, I think that helps as well.
And finally, mate, our final question is from young 13-year-old David, and he's got a good one. So here it is.
Hi, Robbo. Just loving the way the team's going at the moment. I was just wondering why we have both Jared Warrior-Hargraves and Dylan Napa off at the same time, because, they're the two biggest forwards in our team. And anyway, I was just wondering. Thanks.
Wow. Get that in there, Robbo.
David.
Yeah.
He should be in the coach's box.
Decent question, but I think you've seen. So there's two stand and deliver forwards. If you the start of the game doesn't always often reap the largest amount of points, but it sets tone for the game. So if you're going to start a game, you want to start them with your heavy hitters, and you also the way that interchange works, you're actually going to finish with those guys. Whoever starts usually finishes the game. So you want those players on at the critical moments, which is the back end of the game. But during the middle period, you want some power and punch. Those guys will get physical and fatigue guys, but you want to get on some guys that are going to really make a difference in the middle part of the game, and that's what we do. I think we've got really good players in that. Whether it's been Takeawa on the weekend, Isaac Liu in the past, but Ryan Madison, Zane Tedovano, Kane Evans. Those sort of guys have been coming on and adding some real power to our game. I don't think we've lost much at all, to be honest, in having those guys come on. So I won't be changing it anytime soon.
Well, there you have it. Well, Robbo, we want to just congratulate the job so far. We know it's not done, and we're certainly not looking too far ahead. But I know the fans love when you come on. It's one of our higher rating shows, and we always appreciate your time on Roosters Radio. And I told
and your honesty.
Yep, and your engagement. I told you off air, but I'm going to put it out there to the public, mate. Whatever you did with your hair for last week's press conference, just do it again.
You liked it.
You look terrific.
Did I?
Yeah, you look good, mate. You look sharp and confident.
And look, just on that point you brought up about 1995 being in the area, Robbo, I still remember Robbo's Corner at Dolphin Street. So I don't know if that plaque's still there, but Jeez, you put some hours in there, mate. old days, early days, early days. He's a changed man.
A lot of work into the area. So I'm glad that you said I'm getting accepted.
Yeah, mate, you're in.
Bush, that's a nice thing.
Accepted. I've got the statue ready.
In the area.
I've commissioned the bronze statue.
Right.
Yes. Mate, we really love having you on, Robbo. Thank you so much for your time. You're a busy man, but you're a great man, and we love you at Roosters Radio, and so do our fans. All the best.
Thanks, guys.
There you go, Bush. What a great interview.
What a great man. He just does an amazing job for our club. You know, all ages, all genres. I want to give a massive rap to our new partnership. VoiceBot is an app, fans, that you can download. It's free. This puts the microphone in the hands of our fans and our listeners. This is revolutionary. This is a game changer. We've partnered up at Roosters Radio and at Radio Hub. It'll be throughout all of our programs. So if you want to engage yourself, you want to talk to the big names, you want to get a hold of a question that's been burning inside you, just download VoiceBot.
It's a free app.
Free app. Get onto our Twitter page or send your VoiceBot to us. Silky,
I'm going to give young David, he's going to get something courtesy of Roosters Radio for that question.
Well, I'll tell you what I've got for David.
The thing for me is the openness and the transparency with which Robbo answers the questions. I think it's amazing. I don't know how many other coaches in the top flight would be as open to a couple of mugs like us. But having said that, the fans, you know, he's answering the fans' questions, and I think that's really special, and it just shows the kind of bloke that he is.
But let me tell you the diversity that VoiceBot offers Roosters Radio. This means we're so much more engaged, because guess what? Our commentary team just got bigger. We vet the questions, so we're not going to take any stupid stuff. You need to know that. But for 15 seconds, you get your question in. I can't tell you what a great app it is and what a great partnership it is with Roosters Radio and VoiceBot, and long may it continue. Now, Silky, as requested by Coach Robinson, one of his favourite songs for him and the team to work out to, here it is.
Boom, 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 a suicide to Kieo. Boom, 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 a suicide to Kieo. Boom, 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 a suicide to Kieo.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio on Bush. 2 p.m. Sunday, Lotto Land, formerly known as Brookvale Oval. The Roosters taking on a wounded Sea Eagles. How do you see it?
Yeah, beware the wounded Sea Eagle. I don't think there's shades of their game against Melbourne last week that they played well. You know, they had a period where they've been playing really, really well, and they've had a couple of lapses over the last 2 or 3 weeks. At some stage, you come out of that lapse. This is their week to do it. They're going to test themselves against Melbourne. They got beaten. They now have to test themselves against the Roosters, 1-2. This is a real big test for Manly. They are going to be up for it. They're our bogey side. There's a lot of, inter-club hatred with Roosters and Manly. And if you don't go for Manly, you hate them. So this is going to be a big game for our boys. It's going to be one up front. You know what? CY played with so much sugar in his tank last week. Let's hope he's got the same spice.
You know who's going to be looking forward to this match, I reckon, Bush? Our fearless leader, our CEO, Joe Kelly, formerly of the Sea Eagles. So he'll have a little bit of interest in this one. But putting that aside for a second.
And it's a quick drive home.
Exactly right. Putting that aside for a second, what you've said is absolutely correct. They've been defeated the last 2 weeks, Melbourne and the Dragons. As you know, they are always difficult to beat at Brookvale. Having said that, I do think after last weekend's performance, I think we will be good enough in the afternoon to take home the victory and get the 2 points.
I think it's big for us, and we need to maintain the momentum and build on what we did against the Cowboys. I think we've turned that sort of corner. We played a few flat games ourselves. You know, you didn't like us against the Tigers. You said we just crept home, you don't know how, against Melbourne. Mate, you're right. But this is the time we turn the corner against the Cowboys, and it's our chance to stamp our authority as someone that is going to take it to the Melbourne Storm, who is a competition leader, and rightfully so.
Well, I thought Coach Robinson, in his interview, alluded to the fact that the team may have turned that corner and are starting to play some better football.
And I love, just in a Russell Crowe-esque statement, he fears no one.
That's it for this week's Roosters Radio. We want to thank our special guests, Stephen Marksy Marks, and of course, head coach Trent Robinson.
Also, Silky, big shout out to VoiceBot, our new partnership. Don't forget, fans, download the free app, become part of Roosters Radio, where VoiceBot gives you a voice on the program.
You've been listening to Roosters Radio.
East to win.
These boys to show the way.